morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God again from the Bible. And we appreciate this opportunity we have this morning to come to where you are and try to be a blessing to your heart today and try to help you with some situation in your life through the Word of God that'll help you get through it. And then if you're not a Christian, to point you to the Savior, because He's the one that can take the sin out of your life and take the things against God out of your life and forgive you of your sins and put peace in there. Now, where you couldn't find peace before, I'm glad there's peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, not as the world give unto you." The peace is not in the world today. They got peace programs and peace conferences and all these things that they're trying to obtain peace, but there is no peace outside the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's going to bring ultimate peace one of these days when all this mess is over and we'll get to be home to be with the Lord. And so we thank God for this opportunity to try to help someone out there. You've got a need in your life today, and you need to look to the Lord for help in that situation that you're in. Some of you going through some things that you don't know what to do. Well, God does. If you're saved and you're living for Him, He will give you direction. He will help you. If you're not living for Him, you need to, first of all, get forgiveness and repent. And Jesus had a strong message on repent. Our perish, repent or perish. The repentance needs to be a place in everybody's life. Whether you're a child of God or you're a sinner, you need to have a place to repent and get right with God. Turn your life around by the grace of God and live for the Lord Jesus. So we're glad to be here this morning. Thank God for you. And we invite you to church today where we're members at over here at Mountain View Baptist Church. I used to pastor Mount Hermon. That's been a long time ago. At Mountain View Baptist Church, and we urge you to come be with us today. Sunday school begins at 10, the Auditorium Sunday School. And tonight, the worship service at 5 o'clock. And then Wednesday, we're back in the Wednesday night services at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. So we urge you to come be with us throughout this week. We'd love to see you. Love to see you come to the house of God. We appreciate God permitting us to get back again, the house of God, and worship the Lord. Nothing like church. Now, you may think you found a substitute for church, but you haven't found it. It's not there. It don't do for you what church does. Amen. That's the substitute, I'm sure. And in case of not being able to go, it's something we can do. But it's not like church. Amen. You have to bear witness of that if you be truthful about it. It's not like being in the house of God. You pull up in the parking lot and you turn the car off and you get out and you walk inside the doors. Steeple pointing toward heaven on the front of the church and walk in there and the people of God's fellowshipping around and it gets church time, and then the singing begins, and the testimonies begin, the preaching starts, the rejoicing begins. I tell you, nothing like church, amen. And so we invite you to come and be with us in the house of God this morning, and you come and be blessed of God, I'm sure. All right, want to take a time to pray for every need this morning, a request. Now, those that has need in your life today, we want to just take time to pray for you and the need that you have in your heart today. I know that God understands your situation, and He just wants you to look to Him for help and for direction and even for forgiveness this morning. And so you do that today, and we want to pray for your loved ones, your friends that are unsaved, that you're burdened about. And then, of course, folks that are sick, our shut-in folks, even here at the church, we appreciate each one of them that's been not able to come to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. And the Lord would just lift you up. Like send out Brother Cecil this morning, Brother Cecil Parrish. He listens to the broadcast, and he's always supplying us with songs to listen to, and we appreciate him, miss him at church. And you continue to pray for Brother Cecil there, that God would touch him. And once again, he'd be able to walk in them doors, the house of God, enjoy the blessings of God. In the meantime, God's with him there, and I appreciate each one that is shut in today. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart and to your life this morning. All right, Father, as we bow in your presence, Holy Father, we thank you this morning for this day, the Lord's day that you made. And we're going to be glad and rejoice in it. Thank you for your blessings, Lord, for your grace and your strength for the weak, your help in the times of our need, your direction in the times of our indecision, Lord, when you know the direction that we need to go. Thank you for that help and that impression, that leadership of the Holy Spirit on the inside, Lord, that directs our pathways each day. Thank you for that. Thank you for the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. When we make a wrong step, we make a wrong move, and we speak a wrong phrase, Lord, we ask you, now, Lord, just help us to always confess our sins to you. Keep the slate clean daily. Wash our feet every day from the contamination of this world. And Lord, walk with you in this walk of life. Have your way now. Touch the suffering, the sick, and the suffering, the shut in. God, be real to them today. Just manifest your presence, Lord, unto them that look to you. And we'll give you the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right. We're glad to be here this morning. And I hope this will be a real blessing to you today. We're going to have a couple of songs now. And I hope that the ladies of church be a blessing to you. Listen as it sings. If you've been saved, y'all be glad you're saved this morning. Amen. Glad he brought me up out of the miry clay and picked my feet on solid rock, established my going, put a song in my heart, even praise unto our God. What a wonderful thing to have a relationship with Jesus Christ this morning. If you don't have that, you need something in your life today. It's all about relationship. between you and Jesus. Amen. Child of God, born, joint heir with Christ, heir of God. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing this morning. All right, have another song now. Hope you enjoy it as they sing. Tell you where we get in a mess a lot of times when we just take over and let God just follow along. But we just let God move and follow His leadership and His direction in our lives. And we'll make a mess of it ourselves. But when the Spirit of God leads us, God will get glory out of it. And His Son will be honored. And the Spirit of God will bless. Amen. Well, and we've been trying to preach a few Sundays on what does the Bible say about some things, and we of course departed from that last Sunday, but we want to go to Matthew chapter 28 this morning. What does the Bible say about the ministry of the church? I'm glad we got a ministry of the church. The church has got a job to do. The church is alive and well in the world today, and the church is not gone. It's not defeated. It's alive and well. He's still working within the realms of His church. I know all churches is not churches. Amen. We know that. We know that because of just the world religion in general, that all churches are not churches. But I'm glad God's got some churches in the world today. He's got some local assemblies that are staying with the stuff, that loves the Lord and following the leadership of the Holy Ghost and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ from the infallible, inerrant Word of God, not afraid to take a stand on the Bible and say, what thus saith the Lord? What does God say? And so the confusion of the versions of the day is prominent in the world of the church, and confusing to the people, confusing to those that are trying to go that direction and lead others. But I tell you, you've got a Bible. You ought to stick with the King James Bible for this generation, I believe. It's what God's given us. And you say you're old-fashioned. Well, just leave me branded. Amen. Just leave me branded. I'm going to go to heaven that way. And just thank God for the Word of God this morning. Unapologetic for standing for the King James Bible. It's what God's given us for this generation. It's inerrant. It don't have any errors in it. It's the infallible Word of God. It's been kept for this generation. He promised us He'd keep it for every generation. And we've got a Bible this morning. Thank God for those men that died for it and paid the price to keep it going, keep it recorded, and praise God for that. What does the Bible say about the ministry? Jesus said here in Matthew chapter 28, of course we know he's leaving. Jesus is leaving, and he's, he's been resurrected, and he has leaving them with a job to do. The church has got a job to do. It's not a 10-to-4 job, a 9-to-4, 8-to-4 job. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week job of the church to be a witness to this world here today. And we're to be a witness in every situation. Well, anyway, now let's get into the message today. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now here we find that Jesus instructing the disciples. Of course, he's going away. And he is leaving the responsibility of the ministry to the church of the living God under the power and the direction of the Holy Ghost that was promised in Matthew chapter 16, was promised that that he would come and lead us and convict us and just help us along the way. Now, we can't make it without the Holy Ghost. And any church in this world today cannot make it without the leadership of the Holy Ghost. It's got to be in a part of of that church. It's got to be the heartthrob of the ministry of the church of the living God. Now, the Holy Ghost of God, amen. And you will find that, but he's talking to the disciples, of course, and they are the beginners of the early church. They began the work of the early church under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. They were used to following the Lord Jesus. They were used to gathering around him. They was used to listening to him. They was listening to hear him preach, and they were used to hearing him teach the Word of God and following him, walking through the valleys and the streets of the cities and the mountains and by the seashore. They were used to doing that with the Lord Jesus, but now he's leaving, and the Holy Ghost has come. Going to come, and he's going to take the ministry of the church and go forward, and it has been for over 2,000 years. The church is alive and well now this morning. But what does the Bible say about the ministry of it? Jesus here laid the foundation for the ministry of the local church. We find, first of all, the motivation is found in verses 16 and 17. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Where Jesus had appointed them. The motivation, first of all, he's dealing with the doubters. Some doubted, the Bible said. Verse 17, the last part of that, some doubted. It doesn't sound like a local assembly. The doubters are always there. The faith walkers, the workers are always there. And all of us at some times have been doubters. Now, but he deals with the doubters here, and Jesus, of course, speaking unto them. He didn't excommunicate them because they doubted, but he worked with them, and he ministered to them, and he instructed them through the Holy Ghost and through his words here, of course, that he was speaking to them. Now, we got a personal motivation here by the Lord Jesus speaking to the nucleus of the early church that he was talking to. So, but he dealt with the doubters. He was a leader of a flock. He was dealing with the different ones, and all of them were different. The disciples were all different. They dealt with different personalities and their different perspective, and he was funneling all of them into a ministry that he was going to leave for the early church. And so he dealt with the doubters, and so he's always dealing with our doubts. If you got some doubts, just look into the Word of God. If you got some doubts, just listen listen to what Jesus has got to say about your situation and the ministry that you're in as you're witnessing to others about the Lord Jesus Christ. So he dealt with the doubters. And then we find that his motivation here involves being in the right place. Being in the right place. The Bible said in verse 16, the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. He gave them a place to go. He appointed them a place. And we got a place today to go. We got a church, amen. We got the house of God that God has blessed us with in this local community. We've got a place. The church is all around where the gospel is being preached and the ministry is being furthered and the Holy Ghost is being honored as being the leader of that local assembly. So you got to be at the right place. You got to be at church, amen? And I know now I'm not going to deal with the fact that some folks cannot go. They can't go anywhere. They're not at Walmart. They're not in town. They're not at the grocery store. Now, they can't go anywhere. They're secluded by because of disabilities and different things. But he's putting us in a place here. He's talking to those that are active and those that are able to go and carry on what he's instituted to carry on in the communities around the world. He's got a place. And this Bible said he appointed them. Jesus appointed them a place. He's appointed us a place. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a matter of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. We have to shake away the fallacy of not being able to go to the house of God. I know a lot of things has influenced that today and the pandemic that we've seen happen in our land today, but I'm telling you, the devil would like to drag that on. He'd like to seclude us and keep us away from the house of God. Amen. And he'd like to tear down the church. He'd like to do away with the church. He'd like to get it virtual. Amen. But I'm telling you, we got to have the local assembly. He appointed them a place into a mountain where he appointed them. I don't care where it's at. It may be built on a mountain. It may be built in a valley. And be built out in the field somewhere. They're built on the side of the road. Where the locality, God has put us a place, amen. And he's put us a place to worship. And so the ministry has got to have a home base to where and any ministry that's not founded in the church and not included in the church is out of the will of God. Amen. And so it's got to go out from the church. The early missionaries went out from the church. They laid their hands upon them and sent them out from the church of the living God. So we've got that motivation. And so we got the right place. He appointed them. He appointed them. It's where Jesus wanted them to be. It's where the Bible directs us to be today. There's a place appointed for the people of God. You've got a duty. You've got an honor. Now, to be a part of that local assembly today and be a part of that ministry and be a part of that work in that local assembly, in that local community, to reach out to those all around us that need a Savior, that need some help and some direction, and to distribute alms and to give offerings and to have a place where we can worship and send out missionaries around the world and help those around us to further the gospel of Jesus Christ and to help those with needs that we're confronted with every day in our lives. And so the motivation is there. And dealing with the doubters, got the right place to go. And then the might of that ministry, the might of it. Verse 18, the Bible said, Jesus came and spake unto them. Where did he come to? He came to where they were gathered together. Amen. He was right where they were. He came to where they were. They was there in a state of expectancy. You remember on the day of Pentecost, he told them where to go and be there. And when he came, they were there. Amen. When they were there. You know, a lot of folks miss out on what the Lord's got for them. Like Thomas, he wasn't around when Jesus met with him. He doubted because
because of his doubts, he missed out on many a blessing. And so Jesus has got a place to go, and a place to gather together. And so, and the might of it. And he said, and Jesus came and spake unto them. He spoke to them because they was at the right place at the right time. And he spoke with them. And those that weren't there, he wasn't talking to right then. Of course, he's speaking to them through the Word of God today. But he was speaking to those that was there in the place that he appointed them to be at the right time. And so there's a time. Amen. And there's a place. And so the Bible said that we found the might of the ministry, the might of the ministry. It's a powerful ministry. Don't downplay the ministry of the local church. It's a mighty ministry. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. In other words, what's backing up that local assembly? What was backing up that group of disciples there that was gathered on that mountaintop? What's backing them up? The might of the Savior. All power is given unto him. He's the power behind the church. He's the power behind the Christian witness. He's the power in your life today. He's the power that God has put in this world today to be a witness to those that need to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's a power that is spoken by the Lord. It was supplied by the Lord. It was spoken by him. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And it's supplied by the Lord. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and all the Son and all the Holy Ghost. It was supplied. The ministry is supplied by the Lord. What is the ministry of the church? It's preaching and teaching. Amen. Baptizing. Hey, that's what the ministry of the local church is, and that's what it's supposed to be. And we supplied that by the power of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus left, he sent the Holy Ghost to empower the disciples and to those that are left behind to carry on the ministry of that local assembly that Jesus told them what to do. He instructed them to preach and to teach and to baptize. And that's our duty today. And to help those along the way. And to help others that's got needs in their lives today. That's what the church is for. And this morning, how far away has the church got from the ministry that God left them to do? To preach the gospel, the infallible Word of God. Preach the Scriptures. Teach the Bible. Teach the Scriptures. That's what Sunday school's all about, is teaching. That's a part of the ministry of the local assembly. That's where the duty of every born-again believer ought to be, in the Sunday school and the preaching and the singing, the testifying and the shouting of God's people. And that's what it ought to be. So we're supplied by the Lord. God supplies the effective means of ministry to reach souls today. That's how sinners get saved, just by the early church and by the church today operating under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Well, our time is gone this morning. I appreciate you. I got time to preach, but we'll continue next Sunday. God bless you. Is our prayer until then. Amen.